This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The family of a black man who was shot and killed by police in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta called Monday for drastic change in policing after the shooting at a fast food restaurant last Friday. The death of 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks is the latest shooting of an African-American man that has raised questions about the use of police force and sparked nationwide protests. A cousin of Brooks, Tiara Brooks, said at a family news conference in Atlanta Monday, "We're tired and we're frustrated. Most importantly, we are heartbroken, so we need justice for Rayshard Brooks." The Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office has ruled the death of Brooks a homicide, and an autopsy found that Brooks was shot twice in the back. Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Paul Howard told CNN on Sunday that he expects to decide by midweek whether to bring charges against the policeman. The shooting death comes after another African-American man, George Floyd, died in police custody 3 weeks ago in Minneapolis, Minnesota. His death has spawned coast-to-coast demonstrations in the United States. A resurgence of COVID-19 infections in Beijing has ended the Chinese capital city's two-month-long virus-free period and threatened to cloud China's self-proclaimed success in combating the pandemic. A week earlier, China released a 37,000-word white paper chronicling its months-long fight against the coronavirus and heralding its success in containing COVID-19. As of Sunday, the number of confirmed cases in Beijing has surged to 79, most of which were linked to a wholesale food market in the city's southwestern district. Beijing health authorities made that comment at a press conference on Monday. You can find more on this at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Monday that federal employment laws protect the LGBTQ workers from discrimination. That delivers a major victory to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community amid concerns over an erosion of their rights in recent years. In a landmark 6-3 decision, the conservative-controlled court ruled that an employer who fires an individual merely for being gay or transgender violates the Civil Rights Act. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and fellow conservative Neil Gorsuch, who was appointed to the bench by President Donald Trump, joined the majority opinion. President Trump's other appointee, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, led three conservative justices in dissenting. They argued the issue should be settled through legislation. Voice of America director Amanda Bennett and her top deputy, Sandra Sugawara, resigned on Monday. They said Michael Pack, the newly approved chief executive of VOA's parent organization, the U.S. Agency for Global Media, has a right to replace them with his own VOA leadership. Bennett and Sugawara are both veteran journalists. They've overseen VOA since 2016. President Donald Trump named Pack to the VOA job more than 2 years ago, but his approval was blocked by Senate Democrats until recently, in part because of Democratic concerns about his business dealings. In recent weeks, Trump has criticized VOA for its news coverage of China during the coronavirus crisis. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Monday revoked the emergency use authorization for a malaria drug promoted by U.S. President Donald Trump as a treatment for COVID-19. The FDA said there's growing evidence that hydroxychloroquine, along with chloroquine, are not likely to be effective in treating the coronavirus and could cause deadly side effects. The agency said the drug's unproven benefits do not outweigh the known and potential risks. The move means that federal supplies of the drugs will no longer be distributed to state and local health officials to use against the coronavirus. The decades-old drugs are still available for other uses, including combating malaria, as well as lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. A Russian court on Monday sentenced a former U.S. Marine to 16 years in prison on espionage charges. Paul Whelan was accused of spying for the United States after he was handed a flash drive by an acquaintance that allegedly contained classified information. This was during a visit to Russia to attend a wedding in 2018. The Michigan resident was arrested at a hotel in Moscow in December of that year. His lawyer said he planned to appeal the sentence. He said he believed there was crime encouragement by Whelan's acquaintance, who has connections with Russian special services. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.